Tradition is not the worship of ashes, but the preservation of fire. A quote from Gustav Mahler. One of the things that I love about the traditional arts is the mindset and attention to detail that can be found in some of them. They come to us from a time when people paid more attention to the seasons and were more in touch with the environment around them. The warmth, the cold, the humidity, and the dryness had more impact on one's daily practice than we have today in our climate-controlled environments. Don't get me wrong, I love being able to train in a warm room in the middle of winter. Though, I would like to see us still benefit from our modern conveniences without sacrificing our awareness of the rhythms and patterns of our immediate surroundings. Today is December 13th, which in the traditional Japanese martial arts meant Koto Hajime. Many students of the traditional arts, not just the martial sort, would visit their teachers, give them a small gift, thank them, and talk about the year's training. I think this was a reflection of the much more personal relationship students had with their teachers, less like a coach and more like a family member. Koto Hajime is also a time for cleaning the training space. Floors are wiped down, everything is polished, every nook and cranny is dusted. While we strive to keep our training space clean throughout the year, Koto Hajime is a special time for extra care and attention to be paid to the place where you train and prepare for what is coming. For soon will come Oshogatsu, the new year, and with it Hatsugeiko, the first training of the new year. I think these traditions for this time are a reflection of a desire to remember, to look back, and in this often cold and dark part of the seasons, look forward to the time of renewal that is coming. We have successfully made it through another year of training. Maybe we gained some new people, maybe we lost a few. But we have another year of training coming, and with it another cycle, another season of our training begins anew. So today, maybe take the time to reach out to your teacher and thank them for the year. Maybe get a few training partners together, and if you can, spend a little extra time after class cleaning your training space extra well. The specifics of the Japanese cultural tradition are less important than the philosophy it represents. Thankfulness to your teacher, care of the training space, reflection on your year of training, and contemplation of the year's training to come. Make it your own tradition in your own culture for your own yearly practice. Don't worship the ashes. Preserve the fire.